Good morning, my beloved children. How are you doing today? I know that I've been missing you very much and missing our time together, but the Lord has given me an opportunity to share some scriptures with you this morning and for what's going on in these days. And I know I keep coming back to the encouragement of you that the Lord has it all well in hand and He has a purpose in everything that's going on. So as I was reading the scriptures, there was a theme that developed in preparation for sharing with you this morning, the precious young ones. Isaiah 61 through 5 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and His glory will appear upon you. And nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see, they all gather together, they come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you." And you'll notice in this passage that it talks about the world being in darkness, and that's much of what's taking place today. There's this darkness of fear and depression and being trapped in houses and all of that. But the Lord then says, "Lift up your eyes and see." He will shine through all of it, and He's doing a wonderful thing. And I hope that you're noticing that. And He also says that we will be that light, and nations will come to look to us. This world, your friends, your neighbors, will be wondering why things are going well with you when they're hopeless, and they don't have anything to look to get them through this time. And then that brought me to a story that I know you, or a teaching of Jesus that I know you know very well. And that's in Matthew 5, 14 through 16. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." So we are a light, and we don't hide ourselves away from being seen, but we become the light of the world. And it's not us, it's Christ in us who shines forth, as you will learn as we go forward together in all of our lives. And then we'll end with 2 Corinthians 4, 6 through 10. "For God who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body." Also may be manifested in our body. So the theme of this morning is that we are to be a light to this world. All the things that we're going through, we don't despair, we don't cover up. We allow the light of Christ to shine through. So there's a song for you, for us to sing, and here it goes, I hope.
Jesus wants me for a sign.
And that's who we are. We are a sunbeam in the midst of the darkness that's covering this earth. And it's a sunbeam because we know Jesus, and He's shining through us. Oh, hugs to all of you. Love you so very much, and look forward to the day when we can actually hug again. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.